Hello everyone, this is Aditya Mehta, your host at the podcast on personality development. Coming back with the new season, The Career Stream, where I'm going to bring the career experts from all around the world so that we can learn some valuable skills to set our course to the best career possible. So make sure to hit that follow button so that you don't miss out any episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm glad you're here. Hello everyone, this is Aditya Mehta and you are listening to the podcast on personality development. We always think that we have time, but at the end, we are running towards a completion of tasks, saying that there isn't much time. Procrastination is the biggest enemy of success and somehow we all know it. We feel guilty about it, but you know, at the end, we promise ourselves that we are not going to do it again, but we somehow manage to do it again, right? So for talking about procrastination and to give us the solutions, we have a wonderful life coach and mental wellness expert. She is a corporate trainer and productivity enhancement coach. She works with dynamic individuals who are working on their dreams and in order to help them so that they can achieve their dream as well in the much more productive way. So the guest is Pooja Maheshwari. First of all, Pooja, thank you so much for being a part of this show and, you know, taking out your valuable time for the show.
The pleasure is all mine, Aditya. I'm so glad to be here.
Wonderful. And I'm pretty sure you're going to add some great value today as, you know, I believe I am one of those procrastinators. Okay, you know, so I'm just looking forward to this discussion and the questions which I have. So I'm just pretty sure that it's going to be amazing. And I'm very curious to know your inputs on this. But before diving straight into the topic, I would like to know a bit more about yourself. Like whatever I have said might just be a trailer. If you can explain your background and something about yourself in detail.
All right, Aditya. So you've given a very crisp and clear introduction about me. But to add on to this, Aditya, I've always grown up around people, right? So I was always surrounded by people. May it be friends, may it be family, or may it be just acquaintances. And I always strongly believed in helping people. So I think that thing was always there at the back of my mind that, you know, whatever I want to do with respect to my work, I should really be able to create some value and help them in whatever way I can. So thanks to my profession that lets me do this, that lets me connect with people. And I really was not like this. I mean, despite being connected and despite being surrounded by people, I was not someone who would talk a lot one-on-one. I was more like a group person. But thanks to my work now, I think I'm able to listen to a lot of stories, meet a lot of people. And yes, that's about me.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I can completely relate with what you said, being not able to conversate with people one-on-one. Believe me, I have been there. And sometimes it's just weird because there is an ice between the conversation, like no one is speaking anything. And then you'll be thinking, what should I say? What should I say? What should I say? But, you know, from being there, you have come a long way. So congratulations to that. And, you know, one more follow-up question. Okay, like, as you said that you have not been that kind of person who can, you know, communicate one-on-one. And currently your profession is something which, you know, in which you have to talk one-on-one. Okay, so, you know, first thing, what got you interested into this profession at the very first place? Like, what's the story behind it? And, you know, what was the motivation or what was that one-to-one talk which helped you to turn the tables of your life?
So there is actually a very, very interesting story. And I'm so happy that I'm sharing it with you here and with the listeners also. So, you know, while I was, so just to give a quick background, so I am born and brought up in a city called Amravati. It's a very small tier three city in Maharashtra. And with very limited exposure to things, limited access to a lot of resources or the modern trends and everything that was happening, we were just confined in that zone, okay? Until I was in 12th standard, I was confined with that life, very happily living, happy about things and friends and everything. Then I moved out of Amravati and moved to Mumbai to pursue my graduation. Mm-hmm. And while I went there, suddenly I could see myself coming down, like, you know, zip, like in terms of my self-confidence, in terms of presenting myself, in terms of talking to people, everything. Like, I was not the person I used to be. For those 3 years, I think I did not make even 30 friends because I was so much in that shell and I was always thinking less about myself. I always felt that somebody else is better than me in everything. And that is the reason I was never able to make friends and never able to open up.
Mm-hmm.
That happened for 3 years. Then after that, I decided to go to Manchester to pursue my studies, my master's. I decided to go there. And while I got an admission and everything, and while I was moving out of India and moving there, I just made this promise to myself that, you know, what I did to myself in these 3 years of graduation, I'm not going to be the same person. So I made this promise to myself that in first 1 month of college, every day I'm going to make a new friend. I'm going to talk to someone. I'm going to strike up a conversation. Which was, of course, again, not easy because I, as I told you, that thing was so much ingrained in me that I'm a small town girl and everyone's better than me in conversations and everything. But I, so every day it was a challenge. Trust me, every day when I would go to college, I felt like, okay, but I tried to really come out of that shell and I tried to push myself each day. And within a month's time, I could see a massive difference in myself. I could see that those one conversation after another, one, you know, the first meeting after second after third, I could see a better me growing there. I could see a better Pooja who's able to get her self-confidence back and who's able to converse with people. So these were two different Poojas here, right? The Pooja who was doing the graduation for 3 years and the Pooja who was doing her post-graduation were totally two different girls, the two different personalities. And that is when I realized, Aditya, that it's all a choice that we make. Everything happening in our life is a choice, is a very conscious choice that we are making for ourselves. Today, you chose that, you know, in 2020, in fact, you chose that you're going to start your podcast, wherein you are going to share about your stories, people's stories, everything. And now you have so many listeners. Had you just been thinking about it and not starting, nothing would have happened. So this experience, Aditya, really moved me somewhere. And that is when I decided that I am going to get into a line of work wherein I'm able to bring out the true potential of people, wherein I'm able to get them out of their comfort zones and tell them that, no, this is not what you deserve. You deserve 10x more than this. No, this is not your potential. Your potential is much, much more, much bigger than this. So that is when this all, everything started, this thought process. And then after coming back, I started my own trainings. Like, I started as a freelancer, started delivering trainings. And the trainings were always focused on self-development, team bonding, then talking to people, communications. And step by step, it just kept unfolding. And every day is still a learning. I still try to learn how to be better at conversing with people. But yeah, getting the best out of people is what I think my aim is now.
That's a wonderful aim, Pooja. And I'm pretty sure you are doing great in achieving that dream and adding values in people's lives. So that is one of the best things you can do. As a profession, and believe me, that's the reason this podcast is also there, so that people like you can add values in people's life through this medium. So wonderful achievements, wonderful things to come to you. However, diving straight into the topic about procrastination, right? And procrastination is one thing which I think there are many people like me, okay, when it comes to work from home. Procrastination, if there would be a graph of procrastination, I think it would have gone from 0 to 100 in my case if I'm working from home, because working from home has really become a big challenge. I'm definitely sure there are many people like me who are suffering with this kind of thing, right? So what do you think about procrastination, and why do people might have this thing in their mind that we'll do it later? So what is your point of view in that, since you are a productivity coach as well? So I feel you must have gone through these kind of things.
Yes, I do come across a lot of people who share with me about their procrastination stories or habits, and with me also it happens. We all are humans at the end of the day, right? So all these things, anxiety, procrastination, stress, all these things we all just keep falling a trap into, like, you know, we just sometimes you feel procrastinated and sometimes you feel something else. But coming back to the main thing, that why procrastination, why does it happen? And so one primary reason, Aditya, why I feel we procrastinate is because that thing is not urgent. I will procrastinate in filling up a form, or I will procrastinate in shooting a video. I will procrastinate in uploading something on the social media, because reason number one, it's not urgent for me right now. So, you know, when that urgency is not there, when we don't realize that why is it important, why filling up that form is important for me right now, or why doing a particular thing is important for me, when I'm not answering those whys, then I'm just procrastinating. Another reason for procrastination could be I'm not believing in myself that I am good enough to do that. So when I don't believe in myself that, okay, I'm adding value or I'm good enough in doing something, then I'll just let it linger on. I'll let it, aaj nahi kal, let's do it tomorrow. It's okay, I can do it day after tomorrow also, because I'm not believing in myself. Another thing is we keep running away from things, right? As humans, our brain is just wired in a way that something if I like to do, I'll not procrastinate watching a movie. I will not procrastinate eating a dessert. I will not procrastinate going out and chilling with my friends. But I will procrastinate submitting a file. I will procrastinate making that important courier. I will procrastinate in making my plan for the week. Because somewhere the brain knows, the signals that we are sending to the brain, that these are the happy memories, these are the happy moments, and these are not so happy ones. So these are the ones wherein I need to put in a lot of efforts or some effort. So we all somewhere have that laziness, a deep-rooted laziness that doesn't let us get out of the comfort zone, that doesn't let us push ourselves each day. So it is all about the narrative, what you're saying to yourself. So I personally feel that if I keep telling my brain again and again that this particular task is important, this thing is important, irrespective I'm finding it happiness in it or no, but I know for my growth it is important. If I keep saying this, then I will not procrastinate it to that level. So it's all about the narrative that we are speaking for ourselves.
Wonderfully said, Pooja. And I'm pretty sure, like, saying those narratives in your mind as well, keeping that positive outlook, you're like, you know, like, I am going to do this so that I can grow. Otherwise, I'm not going to grow. Having that, sort of feel of anxiety as well, that I'm not going to grow if I'm not going to do this. And another thing which you said is about believing in yourself in doing a particular task. I'm literally sitting with a book and pen over here and writing all these things, because I feel this is really important. And audience, I'm telling you as well, make sure that you stay with book and a pen so that you can easily achieve some good things, or else just listen to it 3 or 4 or 5 times. It's going to benefit me. However, okay, so it's really important, if someone is believing in themselves and they are doing their work, okay. But at the same time, Pooja, there are many instances, okay, where people do feel that this thing is not going to be perfect if I don't have this much amount of time, okay. And then they end up not doing it because they feel that it's not going to be perfect, right? So do you feel somewhere Perfectionism is also a cause of procrastination? And if yes, then, you know, how could you overcome it? Or, you know, how could you just skip over it and start working on a particular task?
Aditya, I'll share a small story here with you. So it's been, I think, almost a year now. And ever since I started coaching and corporate training and all these things, so you know, I used to not post it on my Facebook account or my personal Instagram account. I had a separate account for my work-related stuff, but on my personal account, I used to never post it. So if Aditya is added as a friend on Facebook since 10 years, will not know what Pooja is doing, okay? Until 1 year back, I'm talking about. When you would see my page, you'll be like, okay, Pooja is just traveling here, there, living in this city, doing this, but you'll not get to know about my work at all, okay? And the reason being, I was always very shy in posting on my personal page. Reason being, those people knew me since 10, 15, 20 years. And I always had this notion that once I become something, or once I crack that big project or a big name comes in, that is when I post on my personal page. Till then, let me just post on this work page. I'm not going to do anything from my personal account. So I also have a coach who's been coaching me and whose help I take whenever I get stuck. So it's been 6-8 months and I was talking to him on the phone and he's like, Pooja, when I go to your Facebook page, I can't make out what you're working. And I was like, because I'm waiting, you know, I don't think I've cracked or I've not done something big to post it. And even if I'm recording videos, I'm not happy with what I'm recording. I'm not happy to post it on my personal page. And that is when the coach told me, one is better than none. Let me repeat it. One is better than none. So, you know, we always look out for perfection. We always look out for when I will become this, then I'll do it. Or when I will write that amazing poem, only then I'll launch it. Or when I will have these kind of clients, only then I'll do something. But truly, perfectionism is not important. I mean, that's not the first step. The first step is we just need to start. Starting is the most difficult step, and the biggest step also. But we just need to take that. Then slowly, gradually, we get to know, we understand that, okay, this is where I'm going wrong, or this could be better, that could be better. And slowly and gradually, the perfectionism will also come in. So it's like how we started cooking. Maybe the first time whenever we made a dish, it must have not been perfect. But gradually, by trying and practicing and bettering it, by the feedback, by your own feedback, by the people who ate it, only then you'll make it better, right? Then only you'll make it perfect. So I personally feel there is nothing called as perfect. Somebody might be acting for 50 years, 60 years. Our stars like Amitabh Bachchan and all these people. But still, when you see his work each day, you feel like, oh God, wow, this is just wow. So we always keep getting better. So the goal should not be perfectionism, but the goal should be to keep getting better.
That's really wonderfully explained, Pooja. And I can completely relate with your answer as well. Like each word which you were telling in this particular context. Initially, when I started this podcast, it was with a small headphone, which you get in Mumbai local for 20 rupees. Okay. So I started with that and I really got a good response, although it wasn't perfect. Okay. And now currently it is in top 100. So it always feels good about it. And recently I was struggling with the video part. Like many people are saying, why don't you post a video of yours while you are interviewing? And I'm like, I'm not at that stage right now, but soon it will be done. And in my mind, I'm just thinking, it might be not a good time. It might be not a good time. But I think it's a new perspective for me as well, that nothing is perfect until unless you are going to post it. And there are so many people which we have seen in our day-to-day lives as well, that they weren't perfect as well. But somehow they achieved perfection and they achieved better. They got better in the process. They were not better at the very beginning. So wonderfully explained, Pooja. I really, really appreciate that answer. going forward to the next thing which I always have in mind, and I think somewhere I do this a lot as well, okay, and this is a common quote which every procrastinator, I feel they are going to use this as well, that I work better under pressure, and that's the reason I procrastinate things, okay, and this have, like, I have heard a lot of time, and maybe twice or thrice even I have used it, okay, as well, to different people, okay, but still, you know, what are your thoughts on it? Does that even stand a chance as an excuse, or it is just procrastination? And if you feel that you know, something is really which really needs to happen, it needs to happen before time and not at the edge of the time, what do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I personally feel these are just lame excuses that we keep making for ourselves, that I perform better under pressure. You perform better under pressure because you don't have any other option, right? I mean, if you have to make a submission at 3 o'clock and you're starting at 2 o'clock and seeing that because I was procrastinating and now I'm performing better, that is what you're thinking. That is what the narrative you're telling yourself, right? That is something we just tell to make ourselves feel happy or better or less guilty. So I personally feel that there's nothing like this. That is just pure procrastination. And that is something we need to take care of, right? Like if you have persistent cough, Aditya, okay, you've just been coughing for 10, 15 days. What will you do about it?
I'll go to the doctor, obviously, like on the very urgent basis.
You will go to the doctor, right? Or no, yeah. Why not say that, no, it's just that because it's winter and that's why I'm coughing. Why won't you say that?
Yeah, obviously. Because it's health which matters rather than anything.
Exactly. So, like, you know, persistently, if we've been doing something, so procrastination is also, like, you know, so all these terms, procrastination, stress, anxiety, doubt, underconfidence. So for me, all these terms are bimaria. They are diseases. Okay. As a mental health warrior that I call myself, and a productivity enhancement coach, or as a business coach, for me, all these are the diseases that we need to treat on an urgent basis. But what we try to do is we try to put things under the carpet. And how nicely we'll put them under the carpet, we'll decorate them. Okay. So when I'm not procrastinating, I'll decorate it by saying that I perform better under stress. That's why procrastination is good. Or if I'm feeling underconfident about myself, I will decorate it by some other story. So we need to stop doing this decoration. Rather, we need to take one thing out from the carpet, what we've been putting under the carpet. We need to get them out, get it on the surface, work on it. Why am I procrastinating? How can I stop procrastinating? What are the measures that I can take? How will it benefit me? When I start answering these things and I very consciously start thinking about these things, then definitely day by day working on it, the procrastination will also go away. So we need to stop building it's already a one floor, two floor building. We are just trying to build up more by procrastinating more. And one day everything's just going to collapse. And we are the ones who are going to come below this building and get crashed. So we don't want that day to come, right? We want to work on it beforehand. So let's accept these things. It's okay. It's okay if I'm a procrastinator. It's okay if I'm working under stress. It's okay. We just need to tell ourselves it's okay if I've done it so far. But from now, I'll start working on it.
Well, starting to work on it itself sounds very easy, to be very honest. But it's really, really difficult to do. And, you know, I'm just going to ask a follow-up question on this. I know you have answered it, but in a quite speedy way. And, you know, since I am writing and might be the audience is writing as well, I would still want if you can explain those solutions in a very detailed manner. Like you talked about, you know, writing it down. You talked about, you know, talking to yourself, what are the things which I'm procrastinating, taking out things under the carpet. But if you can please explain that in a much more detailed manner, I think it's going to help a lot of people.
Yes, definitely, Aditya. So one thing first and the foremost thing that we need to do is take one day at a time. Let's not overburden ourselves. If I tell you, Aditya, that you have to prepare yourself to run for a 3-kilometer marathon and you have 10 days for it, how do you feel listening to this?
Not very good, obviously. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a good runner though, but I know that 10 days wouldn't be enough. I mean, I will
10 days wouldn't be enough?
Yeah, I will be needing time.
All right, Aditya, let's make it 1 kilometer. 1 kilometer for 10 days. Now, how does this sound?
It sounds doable.
It sounds doable?
Yeah.
Let's do it 0.5 kilometer in 10 days. Now, how do you feel?
Achievable.
Achievable, yes. So, the idea is to break down our bigger goals. So, our big goal is to beat procrastination. So when I just make a to-do list for myself or do's and don'ts list for myself, the idea is to not to overburden. The idea is not to overwhelm myself, because when the list is too long, if I'm writing 20 things in it, then I'll end up doing none of it. But if I start with two things, one thing, that 1 week, one thing I will follow, then I will start becoming confident about that one thing. By doing that one thing for 1 week, I'll be confident. Then next week, let's add 2 more things. Then in the coming 3rd week, let me add 3 more things. Slow and steady definitely wins the race. Like, I'm a very true believer of this sentence that we have to take steady actions to make it a part of our life and not just a crash course that we are doing for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. To make it a second skin, we need to take one day at a time and one step at a time. So the first step towards beating procrastination is taking one day and one step at a time. Second thing about beating your procrastination would be becoming conscious, becoming aware about what are the things. So like how I mentioned, we need to get the things out from the carpet. I need to analyze myself from morning till evening. What are the tasks I'm enjoying and just doing it in a jiffy? And what are the tasks that I'm procrastinating? So, you know, when I just need to do like a self-analysis, a self-examination for a week, for 2 weeks, and write down all the things that I think I'm procrastinating. And then write down all the reasons with every single thing. Why am I procrastinating? And when your what and why are clear, when you're clear with what and why, then comes in, how can I create more value, or how is this going to help me by not procrastinating and doing this thing? So I'll just give you an example here. For example, if I'm procrastinating my daily workout, okay, I decide to start in the morning that I'll go for a morning run. The alarm rings at 7 o'clock. I snooze it. I put it for 8 o'clock that it's okay. It's winter time. It's fine. I can go at 8 o'clock. Again, 8 o'clock, I put it off and I tell myself, let me just come back from work, and while on my way back, I'll just stop by at the park and go for a quick run. Then while coming back home, what happens is I think, let me just go home, do some quick, instead of walk, let me just do some dance moves. I'll put on some video and dance. After I come back home, I see that my husband is sitting and sipping over his nice hot coffee. And I plan to skip my workout altogether and just sit with him and enjoy my coffee. So then I'm just procrastinating my exercise, my workout, right? Here it's very clear that I'm just procrastinating my workout. So what am I procrastinating? My workout. Why am I procrastinating? Because I don't think that taking care of my health is very important. I don't know the importance. I don't feel it as a priority. And now, how am I going to make a difference? How is it going to help me if I become regular with my exercise? Then I need to write down the points that I'm going to feel more energetic in the day. I'm going to have better mindset. I'm going to have more flexibility. I can eat what I want over the weekend if I'm actually taking care of my health for the rest of the week. And when I look at these points, there is a spark that comes inside me that, no, yeah, this is actually going to help me. So we have to go step by step, and we have to tell our brain, most importantly, that why doing this is important for me. We always stick on, you know, I've always seen, like I see a lot of clients who come to me, especially this Jan, Feb, these initial months of the year, they'll have their goals set that, okay, I want to, Pooja, I want this, that, this, that, this, that. Why do you want? You just want it. But do you know why do you want it? Till the time you don't know the whys, you don't know the whats, that what positive impact is it going to make in my life, then you're not going to stick on those goals for long. You're not going to work a lot on those goals. So again, coming back to our procrastination, till the time we don't know that why doing this is important, we are just going to, you know, break the chain, and we are just going to not form habits. So take one day at a time, know your whys and whats and all of these things. And one, again, very important thing that has personally helped me is having a buddy. So when you're trying to build habits of not procrastinating, then have a buddy, have someone to whom you can report your daily activities or tasks, or, you know, if there's a particular thing, just taking an example of this exercise regime again, that I've been procrastinating. So maybe if I have to report it to someone each day, then suddenly the accountability part comes in place. Like how in school we used to do our homework because we know the teacher is going to see that homework. So same way, we need to have a buddy. And that buddy could be anyone, your friend, your spouse, your colleague, anyone who can motivate you, who can push you, who can encourage you. And that buddy, you can have buddy system like both ways, that person is also working on something and you're also working on something. And meanwhile, you both report it to each other on a daily basis that did I do it? So these things will actually help you in forming habits that will help you beat procrastination. I hope this helps you and the listeners, Aditya.
100%, 100%. And I'm really glad that I wrote it down as well, because these are some important things and very well explained. And I'll just say I can relate the entire example which you gave. So wonderful, wonderful explanation and wonderful example, I would say. And I'm pretty sure audience is getting a lots and lots of values in what you are telling right now. And you are adding values in so many people's life, because there are so many listeners of the podcast. Sorry, promotion is necessary, right? So going ahead, okay, and I really wanted to ask you this, and since you are a mental wellness expert as well, I feel, you know, this question is really, really important in front of you, and it is really important if I have to ask you this, that do you believe that, and as you mentioned before as well, that procrastination is a disease, but do you believe that procrastination is the cause of some mental health issue which might be going on with a person? So if it is that, then what can be a good tips and tricks that you would like to suggest?
So yes, I definitely believe, Aditya, that procrastination has come from somewhere. There are some roots to this. There are some things that might have happened and that are leading to procrastination. So for, you know, for different people, there are different things. Again, giving you this example of disease, that I could be sneezing all the time because I'm allergic to something. You might be sneezing all the time because you've eaten a lot of ice creams. And for somebody else, it could be something else. So the end result is sneezing. In this scenario, the end result is procrastination. But what has led to procrastination? There are multiple reasons. And the more deeper we go in it, Aditya, the more we realize that every single act, every single thing we do in the day, how it directly impacts our mental health. I deal with clients, like how I told you all earlier as well, Aditya. I deal with people on one-on-one basis. I coach them for a lot of things, different things. Procrastination, productivity, and all these topics that they want. And I realized, Aditya, that people, we really have big stories, okay? Big stories that have been created by small actions. So again, procrastination today, if I'm today procrastinating for a particular thing, it's not because I'm feeling bored of it today, or I don't feel like doing it today. But something might have happened 5 years, 10 years down the line with me that has made me this kind of person. So we all, something or the other has happened with us, and that is why we are like this. But how to solve this? Okay, whatever has happened, happened. We are not here to sit and crib about it or sit and think that, oh, why did it happen with me? Why me and this and that? We are not here to do that. Rather, we all are here to start taking action hands on. So now what I can do about it is I need to examine my daily routine. If I'm struggling to get out of bed in the morning, if I'm just snoozing my alarm, and so the reason could be because I don't have anything to look forward to, or whatever is there, whatever agenda is there, I don't feel like doing it. Then why don't I feel like doing it? Why am I not finding happiness in my daily routine? Why am I not able to connect with the things? A lot of reasons could be there. So all these things are really deep rooted. And all that I can say is talk about it. We need to talk about it. If you are procrastinating over something persistently, consistently, you feel you're procrastinating. Consistently, you feel you're feeling stressed out because of the procrastination. You're feeling anxious that I've procrastinated it to this level, that now it's just going to get bursted. It's just going to burst. So then talk about it to people. Seek professional help. And try to find out the deep root cause. Like in Hindi, we usually say, bimari ko jad se nikalna hai, right? We need to get rid of it from its roots. Only then it will go away. Otherwise, it won't.
Right.
So doing 1 week activities or joining 15 days. Usually I've seen there are a lot of these days common 15 days early morning wake up challenge or 20 days this challenge.
Right.
I think it is good to do these things, but you have to also reflect that is this solving my problem from the roots, or is it only for those 10-15 days that I'm waking up and doing something and after that I'm just struggling? So just look out for the root problem.
Wonderfully said, Pooja. I really, really appreciate it. And I would like to say to all the people out there, if you are feeling these things, make sure to ask help. There is no shame in asking for help. Make sure to do that. Seek professional help. With that being said, Pooja, we are almost at the end of this show. And this is the last question, I promise, which I ask to each and every guest who comes on this show. If people would like to get connected with you, if they would like to ask more questions to you, where they can find you?
So they can follow me on Instagram and DM me there. My Instagram handle is lifecoach, LIFECOACH _ Pooja, POOJA. That's my Instagram handle. People can also reach out to me via mail. My email ID is connect@poojamaheshwari.com. connect@poojamaheshwari.com. So people, I will be more than happy to listen to them and to listen to their feedback. I will be more than happy, Aditya, to know how people liked this. And if there's anything I can help them about, I'll be more than happy to do that.
That's wonderfully said. And I'm pretty much sure people, by just listening this episode again and again, just to follow her, I'm pretty sure that you are going to procrastinate that. So to stop you from procrastinating, I'm going to mention each and everything in the description. So you are just a click away from Pooja Maheshwari. Make sure to connect with her. Make sure to ask questions. And I'm pretty sure she's more than delighted to serve you with her answers. And make sure to follow Personality Development Podcast on Instagram as well, because only then she is going to answer. Anyways, that was a joke. Don't take it seriously. However, with that being said, thank you so much, Pooja, once again for taking out your valuable time and being a part of this show. Any last words which you would like to say?
Thank you so much, Aditya. And I really want to do a round of applause for you for doing this wonderful thing that you're doing. I've heard so many of your podcasts. I've seen that so many seasons you've already done, and for no personal benefit. Like, I want to tell this to the audience that Aditya is doing all this just because He wants to help people. That's his only motive behind this, which is a very, very brilliant thing. I think in today's time, you really don't get a lot of people like this. So Aditya, keep this great work going. Would love to see and witness the season 100th of your personality development podcast also. And all the best for this.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Pooja, for those kind words. I really, really appreciate it. And believe me, these are the things which always motivate podcasters as well. Podcasters like me and podcasters all around the world. So thank you so much for that lovely motivation. And I'm really happy just listening to that. And I'm pretty sure I'm just going to repeat my own episode just to listen that motivation again and again. So thank you so much for saying that. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you feel that this podcast and this episode adds value in your life, then make sure to share it with your loved ones as well, because they deserve to know. With that being said, thank you so much. This is Aditya Mehta along with Pooja Maheshwari signing off from this episode. See you in the next one. Till then, peace out.